Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As the world continues to struggle with a slumping economy, it's not only our bank accounts and retirement savings that are suffering. Michael French, a professor of health economics at the University of Miami, explains.
Are recessions really good for your health? Does risky alcohol consumption decline when the economy falters? Surprisingly, several economic studies in the past 20 years have answered yes to both questions, which motivated us to re-examine these issues with more recent data, better measures, and different estimation methods. Contrary to most of the published literature, we find that an increase in the unemployment rate is associated with three specific types of problematic drinking: binging, driving while impaired, and alcohol abuse or dependence. Although the effects are slightly larger for young adults and African Americans, the results endure for different racial, ethnic, and age groups, as well as both genders. To help understand these findings, it is useful to consider three distinct mechanisms. The first, sometimes referred to as the income effect, implies that individuals will reduce their consumption of alcohol when income goes down, as is typical during a recession. The self-medicating hypothesis suggests that people will drink more to cope with tough economic times. Finally, when the unemployment rate goes up and more people lose their jobs, they will have more leisure time, and alcohol consumption is a desirable leisure time activity. Thus, it appears as though the income effect is dominated by a combination of the leisure time and self-medicating mechanisms. The policy implications of our research are both timely and alarming. If alcohol abuse and dependence rise during a period of economic decline, then these conditions are an indirect and unfortunate outcome of business cycles. Perhaps alcohol abuse treatment programs and other related service providers should prepare for increased demand during economic downturns.
That was the University of Miami's Michael French. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.